today on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to Daily Today, 7:32 from our studios. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning. You buttered into a nice conversation I was having with Sheriff in this program.
Yeah.
Let's take the 30 minutes off so we can finish.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be back here again.
Yeah.
You can watch live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. So feel free to join us on those two platforms. Let's hear your thought on the stories that we're picking up this morning. We're going to start with a Punch newspaper. Adamawa governorship. Fintiri floors Binani. INEC takes Rex case to Buhari.
Right. Okay. I mean, so in the short term, all's well that ends well. A winner has been declared. I'm sure this is still going to end up in the tribunal anyway, you know, because it's a new pattern that we have. Sadly, most of the political decisions we take, most of the votes, the elections, always end up being determined by the courts. But that's who we are. Anyway, so the results were announced. Finitri flawed Binani, expectedly. And there's this that I need. I wish I could get somebody like Mr. Igini to explain this process to me. This is what I need. I need to be educated on what the law says about this, what the INEC rules say about this. That INEC wrote to the Inspector General for the immediate investigation and possible prosecution of the resident electoral commissioner for Adamawa, that is Mr. Ari. And then they request the secretary to the government to draw the attention of the appointing authority to the unwholesome behavior of the REC for further action. The collation process shall resume at the time. And so it says, further noted, the IGP also ordered the immediate redeployment of the commissioner on police on election duty in Adamawa, Mohammed Bade, from the state, and ordered that the CP in charge of Gombe. The question is this a punitive measure or a preventive measure? What, as the complicity of the commissioner of police been established, why I asked for, I'd like to talk to somebody like Mr. Igini, is, has an offence not been committed? When an offence is committed, if I, God forbid, I become a pickpocket and I pick somebody's pocket in a Kolo Meridian bus stop, won't the police take me to court and prosecute me immediately? Would they need a complainant? I just want that, you know, cleared. Maybe we'll get somebody who is... That's why I said Mr. Igini, because apart from being a lawyer, he's been a wreck for so long. Whether INEC itself could not directly report the matter to the police pick it up as a crime, get the man arrested. In all this dilly-dallying, I'd be shocked if... what's his name again? Ari? Is that his name?
Yes,
Ari. Is it Ari? Whatever it is. I'll be shocked if it's where you can find him. I'll be shocked. I'm a typical Nigerian and I don't have no apologies for it. So I'm beginning to suspect some pussyfooting in it all. And so if you report him to the secretary to the government, what are they supposed to do in this regard? Maybe these are administrative things. When I don't understand something, I like to ask questions. Anyway, at the end of the day, a winner has been declared. The new CP has been redeployed. I don't know if the IGP ever saw the television interview of the CP in Kano, who said he cannot determine a child from a full-grown adult. Maybe the man should have been taken back to some other section in the police, because I must say that I was highly disappointed that a whole commissioner of police, would say that he can't... distinguish between a child and they say, oh, maybe this is the time for me to congratulate my brother, if you don't mind.
Who is that?
Tunji Disu, who has been promoted to CP.
Man.
Yes, yes. Let me a bit of nepotism here. So let me.
No, no, it's a congratulatory message. Yeah, it's a congratulatory message.
I hope you won't tell them you
marketed. Maybe you used to congratulate other people too.
Yeah, but yeah, this one because it's the same name. I know you now. Don't be Niger, you be. Tunji Disu, congratulations, and I wish you all the best. So that's where we are today. Not much. There's not much development that is unexpected.
Indeed. Let's go to the Vanguard. Adamawa, time to rejig INEC.
Ah, yes. There's the Vanguard editorial that followed. Morning, Uncle Sam. It was nice being with you for hours yesterday. I was within Mulor Kibaba.
Yeah.
I was with Eriko and other people. Okay, so the Vanguard writes this editorial and it says it's time to rejig INEC. I don't know whether you want to rejig INEC or you want to throw all of them away and have a new set of people. Because the I believe very strongly that they have not done well at all. At all. It's difficult to convince me otherwise. That is my belief. Don't go and start saying that it's because I had the favorite candidate who didn't win. No. But this last election is the worst I've ever seen from the days of FEDECO. And I must say that it's the worst that I've ever seen. Compromises everywhere, but that's a story for another day. This is what the Vanguard says. It talks about Ari, and he said, Ari and his cohorts were responsible for the fake news and Twitter trend announcing Binani as the first elected female governor, while elections were still ongoing on March 11, 2023. And he says, they talked about Binani's behavior. And the Vanguard now says, beyond the sick comedy that this behavioral displays portrayed, Ari and a good number of INEC officials did not even bother to pretend about their partisanship. Yes, the Vanguard also says, for instance, the Lagos State Rec, Mr. Segun Agbaje, committed hate speech against an ethnic group resident in the state. Top INEC officials were not only accused of brazenly rigging elections, but also violated the constitutional rights of fellow Nigerians with impunity. Calls on the INEC chairman Yakubu to repose some of the openly biased officials fell on deaf ears. This is the Vanguard I'm quoting.
Okay.
It says, we expect the services of Hudu Ari and other INEC officials who violated electoral law to be terminated while they are brought to book where they contravene the law. Elections in this country will never be trusted again if these shameless lawbreakers are allowed to continue in their post after slaps on the wrist. INEC under Professor Yakubu has really hit rock bottom, according to the Vanguard. It says, we must resume the journey to redeem the image of our electoral umpire from scratch. Erring INEC officials, including the Rex, must go. We must return to the Uwais Commission report of 2009 and adopt its steering recommendations that will truly guarantee INEC independence. No amount of innovations will yield results if the same set of rotten eggs continue to man our elections. There's a problem, ladies and gentlemen. Where are you going to get the INEC officials from? Because when we talk about some of these things, the politicians were complicit. Some of security members were complicit. Even our own constituency, the media, some of the members were complicit. So where are you going to go and import them from Tanzania or from only God knows where? Where I'm going is that Nigeria is in a complete dilemma. And unless we have somebody who would lead this country to force us, it's not a matter of to force us into internal reforms that is happening somewhere south of Africa. Unless we have somebody who is going to do that, we are not going to go anywhere. It's very unlikely. The level is across the board. It's across the board. It's not just, okay, so you sack INEC, are you going to sack the DSS, the police, the this and that? There was compromise across the board, even amongst the voters. Have you heard? Of course, the politicians, of course, who are most of the beneficiaries, of course, were also complicit. So we have a bigger dilemma than firing Mahmoud and all the staff at INEC and recruiting another set who, on hearing the appointments, will first of all go and do thanksgiving in the church and the mosque and be thanking the Lord for the opportunities that has bestowed on them. And their, you know, their countrymen will be happy. Be jetty day. It's I heard you this morning. The problems we have are deeper than, is no longer individuals. Yes, the problem we have is collective. It's collective. Who are you going to take out? Are you going to take out religious bodies? No. Who are you going to take out? Media? No. Security? No. God save us. So we keep saying these things, but I don't know whether to say it falls on deaf ears, or maybe there is something wrong with some of us here. Maybe we're thinking,
maybe you're overthinking things.
Maybe you're overthinking things or from another planet. But it is a pity, because to be fair to President Jonathan, under his own tenure, there seemed to be an acceptance of some level of credibility in the elections under Professor
Jega.
There seems to be. But with this current situation,
Let's take this one from page six. One way, how soldiers assault, detain LASMA officers for arresting army chief in Lagos.
I think Mr. Babajide Sanwo-Olu, I think he needs to stand up to the army on this. And this will be another, this is a new dispensation. He's gotten his second term, at least in the interim. He needs to stand up for his people on this. Every blessed day you find soldiers in uniform driving in the wrong direction. In fact, there was once at this same Costain where it happened. I had to ask the last man guy that, do you see this guy almost ran into me? You know, sometimes when you're driving, you don't see everything in front of you. You assume that everybody is... All of a sudden, from nowhere, this car showed up and the man was in uniform.
I get that, yeah. That happens.
And you know what the last man told me? He said, you want me to stop a military officer? And I shook my head. So it came to a head yesterday, apparently. When was this? Last weekend. A man in military uniform who believes that his uniform makes him superior to others, which he doesn't. And they usually come at the end of the day in a convoy. As he's coming, others in uniform will come in, including customs, prisons uniform, what do you call it? Civil defense, all of them driving one way. So this last man apparently wanted to do his job. It says here that the military officer who he first slighted by the way the last man officer accosted him. Okay, and it was gathered that the battered LASMA officials were subsequently taken to hospital. He reportedly pounced on them. He went back to the barracks and brought soldiers to pounce on them, and they took the LASMA officials to the barracks and they dealt with them severely. They gave them what they described here as a thorough beating. You know, there's ordinary beating. But there's a thorough beating, left, right, and center. And it says calm was later restored. Now look at this report. Look at the report. The Lagos State Coordinator, Hassan Adekoya, confirmed the incident and said the issue has been amicably resolved. No! What do you mean amicably resolved? This is where we have problems in this country. How can a military man go, an officer, wearing an officer that we pay, go and get his whatever from the barracks to come and beat up an official doing his duty? They beat him thoroughly, like you said, and you now say it has been amicably resolved. No. The governor should demand that the soldiers in question should be adequately and thoroughly punished. It should stand up for his people. And it should stand up for us civilians. Uniform na cloth na tailor de so am. Why should you, because you wear a uniform, believe you are above every other person?
You can break the law and get away.
You can't do that. We expect the governor to stand up for his people. What do you mean amicably settled? Adekoya said everything is fine. Now, Mr. Adekoya, everything is not fine. This is what is ruining this country. Could I beat a last man officer up and go and get the boys from University of Lagos and you now tell me that the issue has been amicably resolved? No. You know, because what the officers even did. What they did was that at 5 p.m. on that day, they started raiding every last man officer on duty and beating them up. What kind of impunity is this? We want our governor to stand up. He should stand up and insist. He should insist that they should be identified and they should be punished. And some of our lawyers should go and get some of these last man officials, if they can identify one or two of them, and get them sued. It's enough of this nonsense. It's enough of this nonsense. We can't continue to live in a concrete jungle. Elections have been done and gone in the interim. But we must have sanity in this country. And it says that because the invading soldiers claimed that one of their buses were arrested. And then so you now have the Commissioner for Transportation Oladeyinde warning the rest of us that incessant assaults of LASMA personnel. The commissioner says, while reacting to the incessant assaults on LASMA personnel, objected to the rate at which personnel office, police officers and other uniform contravene the state traffic laws. The law is no respecter of anybody. Prove it. Make an example. Prove it. I've always said that there's a reluctance of this government to enforce the rule of law. The law doesn't identify uniform. If it's a police, whatever, and you know, they are in the midst of operations, we could jolly well understand. And by the way, Mr. Frederick Oladeyinde, you cannot say you do not know about the abuse of sirens on Lagos roads now that constitute a menace. Every big man who can buy a very, you know, some rich SUV, expensive SUV, now buys a truck in white and puts some strobe light on it and starts harassing everybody with these funny horns. For God's sake, let's have order in the state. Let us have order in the state. Let us have order in the state. We would like to call on, we want to see what the government is going to do about this. It cannot be business as usual. It cannot be. I'm sorry, Mr. Oladeyinde, and I'm sorry, Mr. Sanwo-Olu. You need to stand up, for your LASMA officials. Those LASMA officials don't belong to the state. They belong to us. These are our people. You cannot put their job at risk. So if a man in uniform is contravening traffic and driving in the opposite direction, we are going to wait until the day he knocks somebody down. I escaped death one day because there was one coming right in front of me. I didn't see him. And that's why I'm going to tell people, if you can afford to buy a car these days, for minimum price for a car is about, a good car is about between 7 and 8 million. Surely you can buy a camera to put in your car for days like this. I wonder what would have happened if I run into that military man on that day. He would then beat me up again for being on the right side of the road.
Yeah, that's what most likely will happen. For trying to prevent him to pass.
No. You know, fella said uniform and cloth that tell us. If they can sue you, we too can sue you. I mean, let's stop joking about this and get down to the nitty gritty. This superior attitude that our military people do have, I thought it had gone long time with military. 20 something years after democracy, we still find that happening.
Do you see this video that usually trends? I'm sorry we're dwelling too much on this, but this needs to be said.
It needs to be said.
This trending video of, I don't know whether to call them fresh graduates or something, of baby soldiers that will just go to the road, a main road somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they just stop traffic for no reason.
Roll you in the mud. Yes.
No, they will just stop traffic. And, you know, cars will be on this side. And they will just be in the middle doing nothing. And they will now be recording themselves and now put the video on social media.
No.
And I've never heard of any repercussion. I don't know why they do that. Someone once told me that it's a show of authority or something. I don't understand what the person was telling me, you know. But that's this. I've seen like three different videos like that.
No, you see, the truth is this, Sheriff, and we need to be honest.
So I'm wondering what they teach.
No, it's not what they train. Teach. It's not the indiscipline. The indiscipline is the order of the day.
Is that what they're trying to show?
What do you need to wear a uniform to show that? Wear a uniform, we'll show you. What did you do? You want me to expand it?
No.
Uh-huh.
It's okay.
Indiscipline is the order of the day. People are just unruly. You don't need even to go. You're going too far. What about those who are not wearing uniform and are doing the same?
We actually expected more of them. I mean, people always say that the military is like the, when you talk about, you know, the disciplined set of people, military will always come first.
There is no group of people.
The military will come first.
even in our media, because when we point fingers, we also point at ourselves. Even within the media, you don't get that much discipline anymore. The order of the day is in discipline. Set a question paper for me, and I will answer it here now. That you will set the other one. Who, please answer one. Who I would say it. But that one threw everybody into disarray. What happened? Nothing. Nothing. Indiscipline is the order of the day, Sheriff. And we all take it. We all, you know, if it doesn't concern us, we move aside. If it concerns us, we go begging. Yes. Impunity is the order of the day. And the question is, who is now going to redeem us? From, it's just like when I read the editorial about INEC. You can't be pointing fingers at INEC.
That's one person.
When the rest of the people are just as bad.
Oof.
If I said to a question paper now, can you give me 50 names of people who you think can head INEC? You stop at number 3. You go looking for a razor and things like that.
I'll,
at number
pick,
three.
I'll pick you.
Don't pick me. People will say, if it's the problem, if you pick me, they'll say, number one is a Yoruba man. Number two, he comes from a Muslim family. Number three, he's as dark as you. Number four, we don't know what money you are sharing. You know, but by the time you finish. Oh, dear me. You know.
How can we start making our way back?
I've come to terms with the country that I found myself. You know, I wasn't born here, so my spirit was there. Why it landed between my chest, I don't
understand. But it shows you are the son of the soil. And you're not born, but you're the son of the soil.
Well, yeah, because of, I heard your program this morning.
Yeah.
But you see, the honest to God truth is that I am gradually coming to terms, which everybody should do, with my environment. You know, and Nigeria is, to put it bluntly, is a failed state. We're very, very close to Haiti. Very, very close to it. Look at what is happening in Sudan. Between the president and his wife. I mean, look at what is happening. It has forces. They are now fighting and so on and so forth. I hope Nigeria doesn't degenerate to that point.
I hope not.
But we are headed in that direction. We are headed in that direction. Back to this case of this Lasma case, Mr. Sanwo-Olu needs to test the waters on our behalf. He needs to test the waters on our behalf. He put billboards thanking us for voting him in. Fair enough. He should now test the waters on our behalf. To say that this is the last time we'll have this kind of impunity, because it's Lasma today, you don't know who it will be tomorrow. In fact, I think I should look out to see if there's any green van.
Yeah, waiting somewhere. Let's take our last story. But to be honest, because
you see, my very first day here, I did a recce. Yes. I know a back exit. I found on the other streets.
I had to do what they
need. That's in the pond.
What am I seeing? Kora POS lavishes 280 million naira received in error.
You know, as soon as I saw this point, I couldn't but laugh. I said, this is exactly what I talked about, African money, my thinking wise. Okay, so what happened? This POS operator, Alpha Rafiu, he was arrested on Monday in Ilorin. The Punch Metro gathered that the suspect, he has become a suspect now. Afan Itele is not a suspect. He's a resident of the Akuji compound, wherever that is. According to sources, Rafiu went on a spending spree after he received alerts in batches some weeks back. This thing happens to a lot of you. You think you can get away with it. What are we talking
about? Free money.
The bank mistakenly credited him Are you with me?
Yeah.
This bank mistakenly credited him. But instead of him to draw the attention of the bank to go to them that, Mr. Igbaji, that's my own banking officer, Mr. Igbaji, I've been wrongly credited. He went on a spending spree. What did he spend the money on? CEO, have I? He bought houses. He bought cars. And even sponsored people to lesser hard.
What?
And they said that although he was generous to several people in the community, some residents were surprised about his sudden wealth as a POS operator.
Can you call it J?
And they say that's in our environment. We don't ask questions. Mm. But you know the way the banking system goes, the auditors came much later.
Mm.
Well, after he had sent people to Mecca, bought houses, Odidolowo, the auditors now went and said, Ali, we have credited this man with this. And then law enforcement agents, they went after Rabbi Rafiu and then moved him to Lagos. And it's a plus. Alag Moklo said that they carried out investigation. There's no investigation now. The bank already knew
there.
But you know, police, they like to boast a bit. The PRO said his arrest was carried out by the first criminal investigation and intelligence department. There's no intelligence there. He was wrongly credited. There's nothing to investigate.
Mm.
But at least he's been arrested, and I think he would now have his day in court. So all the people he bought houses for, what's going to happen?
Really, they're going to repossess all of those things, definitely.
The one they cannot get. That's the CEO who I saw you with in Kwara. I was talking about Kwara. I had to say this morning you were from Kwara.
They will repossess the houses, but they cannot repossess the Lesser Hajj. They cannot repossess.
They can repossess. Would they ask those who went on? No, they can't. They didn't know now.
Yeah.
They didn't
know. Can they be arrested for being accomplices?
Well, if you didn't know, I was sat down quietly and the man said that you come go to.
But it's the same thing for whoever buys a fairly used phone, for instance, and the phone was stolen. Yeah.
So if somebody does you a favor now, you have to ask and say that.
Hey Joe.
So
he will just say, give me my money.
Who bought me that Alexa speaker, come and declare your answer. So they want free speaker for my birthday.
He can be accessed here. Let's go. We have to go. Dear Bumi is next at 9.
Yes, with Fancy Nancy.
Fantastic. Let's go now, Lagos. We're back with a new 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 Lagos.